listening to The Jake Asmund Show, presented by Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Live from the O'Reilly Auto Parts studios, here's Jake Asmund.
We move along right here on The Jake Asmund Show, SB Nation Radio. Time to talk all things baseball, and to do that, we head out to the Progressive guest line right now. We bring on a 2008 World Series champion, a multi-time All-Star, one of the best closers of his era, the great Brad Lidge, joining us now on SB Nation Radio. Brad, I really appreciate your time today. Hope all is well on your end.
Well, it is, and I appreciate you having me. Definitely enjoying these early summer months, but I'll be enjoying it a lot more once we get some baseball going.
So that's the big question, right? Let's start there. Are we going to get some baseball going? What is your take on where things stand right now between the players and the owners?
Well, I'm still very optimistic that we will have a season. Clearly right now there's some debate about how many games that's going to be when the owners want 50 and the players want 114, very much up in the air. However, I have to keep thinking in the back of my mind, as they battle over the economics of this thing, that some money is better than no money. And I think they're going to find a way to make it happen. I think they also understand what a black eye it would be on baseball if they don't, while the other sports are coming together, figuring out a way to get back out there, basketball, NHL, for playoffs. Football season is going to start up. And so I'm still very optimistic at the moment that they're going to figure something out. A couple weeks go by and they don't. That might change, but right now I feel good about it.
Brad Lidge joining us here on the Jake Asmund Show. So let me ask you this. I mean, as a former player, when you see both the owners and the players arguing publicly, both sides leaking various things to the media, in the midst of this pandemic, in the midst of so many Americans out of work, and obviously the racial tensions going on in our country over the last week and a half, things have certainly picked up there. I mean, it just, to the average baseball fan, it just looks like such a bad optic. Why do you think these sides can't seem to just negotiate internally and not let this stuff get out?
Well, I think there's some pride on the line. I mean, I hate to say it, but I feel like a lot of times owners want to kind of get together and prove that they are, very smart collectively, that they do this type of thing for a living, which obviously they do. You know, pen and paper work is what they're great at. They're very intelligent business player people. And I think the players kind of have in the back of their mind this anxiety that they got to get out there. But neither side wants to be taken to the woodshed, so to speak. Both sides want to make sure they're able to do something that will benefit them this year, but also for the long term. And I think that it's kind of tricky to know, when the players are talking about what they should do this year, is that going to benefit them now? Is it going to benefit them in the long term? And the owners feel the same way, because keep in mind, after the 2021 season, we have our next collective bargaining agreement for the players' union and Major League Baseball. And so both of them are trying to not just set themselves up to do well right now, but also after the 2021 season. So there's a lot going on here, a lot at stake. And at the end of the day, I think there's maybe a little bit too much pride. And I would just go back to the fact that I really believe that the players will eventually swallow their pride. The owners will eventually swallow their pride, because both of them understand, and they have to understand, that if they don't have a season this year, it will crush the game. And whatever they're arguing about is going to be, it's going to take a big time hit for them in their future if they don't figure out something this year first.
Former MLB All-Star Brad Lidge with us here on the Jake Asmund Show. So let's say they somehow, some way decide, all right, 50-game season. Is that going to be enough games for, someone to accurately, be crowned the champion and people not to say, oh, there's an asterisk there with that title? How many games do we need to have played this year in 2020, Brad, where we can look at it and go, okay, this was a real season. This counts. There's no asterisk here, so to speak.
Well, I mean, it's a great question. I really think half a season is what you need. You could say, you can tell a lot after, we often say by the time you get to June, you can tell who a team is, but you can't necessarily see that in the one loss record. So I think that you really do need half of a season. Again, if the owners want 50 and the players want 110, well, that puts you right at somewhere around 80, and that's half a season. So my hope is that they can kind of get back together on this thing and figure out amount of games played, somewhere around 80. The players want it prorated. Maybe they defer a little bit. I don't know. But 80 is really a telltale sign for me. First of all, the season, in my opinion, it's just too long as it is, 162 games. I think players feel that way. Look, there's a precedent that was set for 162 games, so everyone feels like they have to follow it. But most people, including the players, don't actually want that long of a season. When you mix in spring training and how long the postseason goes, it's a grueling thing. So I think that the players would be fine taking less games. I think you can tell who great teams are in 80-something games. But to answer your question more directly, you get down to 50. I still don't think the Florida Marlins or maybe Baltimore is going to make a push, but you're going to get a lot of teams that maybe just run off of a great half of season of baseball and find themselves in this, potential 14-team playoff scenario. And you're going to get some teams in there that probably don't have any business being there. But if it's 80 games or less, if it's like 60 games, anybody could really sneak in there.
Brad Lidge joining us here, former MLB All-Star, of course, a 2008 World Series champ. Brad, I'm in Houston, so I know you won your championship with the Phillies, but you were also part of that 2005 Astros team that won the National League pennant. It's funny, a couple days ago was the 15-year anniversary of the tombstone with the Houston Astros on it that the Houston Chronicle ran, so that was a big deal here in the city. What do you remember about that 05 team? I mean, you guys had gotten off to that 18-32 start. You're in last place, and then all of a sudden, you guys catch fire and go all the way to the World Series.
Well, it's funny. I remember it well, and I do remember, we're just kind of drifting along on that season and playing awful, and, everyone's kind of bitter a little bit. The clubhouse is very flat. But I do remember, somewhere along the line having a beer with Roy Oswalt, and I remember us talking about, how it's amazing that people are writing us off. I don't know, maybe we were like, we hadn't gotten quite to 18-32 yet, but, we could start to hear people say, wow, this team really isn't that good. And we kept going back to, hey, you know what? When you've got a rotation with Pettit, Clemens, and Oswalt, and Backy throwing the ball well, you can run off a stretch of, 25-5 and all of a sudden be over 500. So it was too early in the season for us to panic. I think, had that process continued to go on, for another couple of weeks, then you're really kind of pushing the envelope. But the one thing that did happen is when that paper came out, I think it was kind of a wake-up call for a lot of people seeing that, RIP. And it was all of a sudden like, oh, my gosh, we really do have to flip the switch right now, a couple more weeks of this, and it really might be too big of a hole even for us, even with that great rotation to be able to get out. So there was not a whole lot of panic at the time, but it was a wake-up call. And I think we went on a pretty dang good run right after that.
No doubt about it. So when you think back to that paper coming out that's basically pronouncing you guys dead on the scene, was that a big motivator in the clubhouse? Was that often discussed amongst you guys?
I think that probably players would say we didn't need to be motivated. That wasn't a big motivator. But I'm going to be honest. I mean, for me, seeing that, it was a little bit shocking. And I think for me it was a motivator. And I think for some other guys it was as well. And it's one of those deals where, again, we felt like, hey, we're fine. We're good enough to get back in this quick. But when you see something like that, all of a sudden you really, like, kind of collectively have something to go against. Okay, people really are officially writing us off. They're saying we're not that good. Let's go out there and prove it. And so for the first time that year, it was really kind of like, all right, it's go time. We can't afford to mess around anymore. I think the word wake-up call is a pretty good way to describe it. A lot of people were like, wow, we can't just sleepwalk into the postseason.
Former MLB All-Star Brad Lidge joining us here on SB Nation Radio. It's Jake Asman with you. This is the Jake Asman Show. So, Brad, you guys go to the World Series in 05 with the Astros, of course. You have to win some tough series against the Braves and the Cardinals just to get there, of course. And then you go to the World Series against a White Sox team, and despite, all the games being close, you guys aren't able to come away with a victory there. How frustrating, looking back now 15 years later, is not being able to finish the job and win that championship?
Well, definitely frustrating. I think, when you look at our team, we have such a good team. I know I didn't play my best in that World Series, obviously, and I think a lot of guys feel the same way. A lot of guys that I've talked to over, for the last 15 years have kind of said, man, we wish we could get another shot because, collectively we couldn't hit when we got back to Houston. We didn't pitch great as a whole. And I think individually each guy would like to be able to have that back. But I will say this, Jake. That Chicago White Sox team in 2005, they lost one game that entire postseason, and they were probably one of the more underrated World Series winners of the last, 50 years. And they don't get quite as much probably love as they should in terms of having a really, really, great team. So, you look back, and I know we could have played better. I know we could have done a better job and certainly pushed that series had everybody been on all cylinders. But I do think the White Sox probably deserve more credit than they were given. We didn't play well, but they continued to play great, and they kind of steamrolled everybody, including, obviously, the Yankees teams and Red Sox teams, just kind of steamrolling everybody the whole way through. So they probably deserve a little more credit than they got.
The great Brad Lidge joining us here on the Jake Asman Show. Of course, you can check him out on MLB Network Radio, former All-Star closer in the big leagues. You know, let me ask you just about, you know, the current day Houston Astros. We obviously know about the cheating scandal. It was one of the biggest sports stories, forget just baseball, of the last 6 months or so. But when you think about the 2020 Astros now, assuming we actually have some baseball to be played, do you think, in a sense, you know, the lack of fans in the stands could actually help them in 2020?
No doubt. I mean, it is absolutely amazing how this thing has played out to the benefit of the Houston Astros players. And the one thing that I'll keep coming back to is, I think collectively, you know, in our globe, and certainly in the United States, we all kind of understand that there are bigger things out there, bigger issues, more important issues. I mean, this is a big deal within baseball, no question. But after what everybody in this country has been through, I think it's going to be pretty hard to go out there and boo the players maybe with the same energy and zeal that people would have done had the, you know, coronavirus not hit us. I also think because of the fact that there's not going to be as many fans in the stands, you know, that will also benefit guys. Although if there's a real few amount of fans in the stands, sometimes you can hear those guys actually easier when there's not as much white noise surrounding, kind of drowning everybody out. But no, as a general rule, this is a huge blessing for the Houston Astros players because I think the globe has been through a lot more, a lot bigger thing than Houston Astros, you know, sign-stealing scandal. So it's a huge, obviously egregious foul in the game of baseball. But, you know, that being said, there are bigger, more important things out there right now, including obviously what we're seeing happening in our country. So, you know, there are significant issues that, in my opinion, are way more important for us to be paying attention to right now than what the Astros did, even though at some point, you know, that'll kind of become a focus again once baseball gets going, but it certainly doesn't need to be the main focus right now.
I can't have Brad Lidge on the show and not ask him about winning a World Series in 2008 with the Philadelphia Phillies. Not only, Brad, do you win a championship that year, but you finished the season with 41 saves and 41 opportunities. You had a 1.95 ERA. You had plenty of Cy Young votes for how dominant you were. And, of course, you cap it off with a ring. How special is that moment winning a championship? And, obviously, how special was that season as a whole?
Well, it really was an incredible season, and I was very fortunate. Obviously, I was on some great Houston Astros teams, and then I got to go to a Phillies team that was ready to pop, and, you know, they were a fantastic offense, a fantastic group of players, great clubhouse there, a lot of swagger, a lot of fun, and, you know, obviously we had the great Charlie Manuel coaching us that year, and I look back on that year, and you know, things went real well for me, but I had such great defense behind me, such great, you know, bullpen. I had some great bullpen mates in Houston as well, but just collectively everything clicked for us that year. And I'll tell you, when we finished that season, we felt like we could have kept going. We had tons of energy toward the finish line, and I think everybody was just playing their best baseball at the right time, and, you know, in that year in Philly, and that's what it takes. So I'm just super lucky to have had great teammates my whole career and been on great teams my whole career. And that one in Philly really, you know, they took the cake, obviously, for winning the World Series. But I was very fortunate my whole career to play with great players.
What do you remember about the parade in Philadelphia after you guys won?
Huh. Well, visually, I had just seen nothing like it. You know, it was, you know, you look down Broad Street in Philadelphia, you know, the main street in the city there, and there's just a sea of people from, you know, one side of the street to the other, you know, people climbing up street signs and standing on park benches and just, you know, look like, you know, we were kind of going between buildings and skyscrapers on either side of us. And everyone's just throwing stuff out the windows and waving out the windows like Mad Max beyond Thunderdome, where people are hanging on the Thunderdome on either side. So, you know, just visually, I'll never forget what that looked like. And the importance of it, you know, the whole thing was that it had been 25 years since the city of Philadelphia had won any kind of sports championship at all. Those fans were starving for it, and they all came out and supported that parade. You know, 25 years of hungry fans, so it really just made a massive spectacle, and it was so cool to be a part of.
He's Brad Lidge. You can check him out. He's on Twitter at SlidersAndSaves54, former big league closer. Of course, you heard him just talk about a 2008 World Series champion. You can check him out on MLB Network Radio as well. Brad, this has been a ton of fun. I really appreciate a couple minutes of your time today, and hopefully next time we talk, we'll have some real baseball to be breaking down.
Yeah, I'll keep my fingers crossed. You do the same, and we'll look forward to next time, dude.